Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 25, where influence starts in your own mind. I hope everyone is having a wonderful day, as this is one of the most powerful things. Whether you're in form of leadership, business, or taking charge in an organization, you really have to take a step back and notice how what you believe affects how you influence situations. Many people are looking for influence outside of themselves first, when all along influence starts with oneself. You have to believe in the possibilities and the ability to make things happen before you can share ideas and opportunities with others so they can see the vision as you do. Far too many people feel that they have no control over their situation, so they fail to take action. Pastor Joel Osteen has a book called The Power of I Am. These two little words can transform your day, your thoughts, and the actions you take. Osteen states, "Whatever follows the words I am will always come looking for you." So when you go through your day saying, "I am blessed, blessings pursue you. I am talented, talent follows you. I am healthy, health heads your way. I am strong, strength tracks you down." I am is often referred to as an affirmation, or what some people refer to as auto-suggestion. Emile Coué, a French psychologist, introduced this concept at the beginning of the 20th century. In my co-authored book, which you can find on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, called GPS, Your Best Life, Charting Your Destination and Getting There in Style, Charmaine Hammond and I talk about the importance of using positive words and statements, and I am, in conjunction with the use of vision boards. A vision board is a visual display of your goals and things you'd like to achieve. It's not meant to be a pretty picture or framed. It is meant to be a tool to help keep you focused and take intentional actions toward achieving what you say you want. Affirmations do work if they're applied with action. Here's the catch. You need to believe it, because if you don't find it believable, you're not going to put in the efforts. At one of our vision board workshops, I was walking past a participant. She was cutting out a wedding dress, and she was hesitant about putting that picture on her vision board. She looked at the picture and just stated out loud, "I don't know why I'm even putting this on the board." I happened to hear her, and I said to her, "Do you not believe you deserve it?" She paused and she looked at me. "You're right." She sat there deep in thought for the next 5 minutes, and then she proceeded to paste it on her board. I don't know if she's married or not. I hope someday I will hear that she became her reality, what she wanted so badly. Affirmations need to be positive statements, and they're believable. And if you find it difficult to make a statement with I am, you may add the words in progress. For some people, this helps it become more believable. We are always in progress, evolving into who we are. There needs to be an emotional connection when you make a statement that pulls your heartstrings or gets you excited and personally drives you to achieve. This is why it helps you to stay focused on the right things. This is your why. Write out your affirmations. Spend time visualizing them and feeling them as you've already achieved it. Your subconscious mind does not know the difference between what is real and what is not. Integrate this visualization so that you can have the feeling of achievement and start taking steps that outline what you want to achieve. You may meditate upon it. You may choose to record it and play it when you go for a morning run, or even play it before you go to sleep. Kind of like subliminal messages. Some people put sticky notes on the bathroom mirror, so they repeat it when they brush their teeth. Others will spend time journaling, focused on their affirmation to set the tone for their day and reflect on it. You may have heard the adage, fake it till you make it. And as you align your actions with your thoughts, you want it to become your reality. But some people will tell you affirmations just don't work. And the reason for this is people don't affirm themselves and say these statements consistently to integrate it into who they are. They may not believe in the process that they're doing. And above all, they learn that they're not really emotionally connected with what they say they want. Their why is not strong enough. And I cannot stress this enough. Your why for doing what you do has to be strong. Your mind will play tricks on you, so you need to stay focused. Speak only positive words to yourself. And when you catch yourself shifting to negative thoughts and hearing, who do you think you are? Stop that thought immediately and state an affirmation. You are in progress of becoming exactly who you need to be, and you are currently where you need to be so you can learn the lessons that you need to move forward. Noah St. John, the author of the Book of Affirmations, shifts affirmations into affirmations, and he states that if human thought is the process of asking and searching for answers to questions, why are we going around making statements that we don't believe? The reason for this is that people don't believe the statements that they say. He realized that people were asking the wrong questions, and if they asked the right questions, everything would change. Noah St. John believes that you create life in two ways: by the statement you say to yourself and others, and by the questions you ask yourself and others. You need to ask yourself empowering questions, and not questions about why you don't have this or that or you're not good enough, because these are disempowering. Remember, you get what you focus on. So shift your question to a positive question that empowers you to take action. Start asking yourself about some of the assumptions that you're making and how you are unconsciously holding yourself back from taking action toward what you want. For example, you might say to yourself, why am I so broke? Noah St. John says that what shows up in your life is that you find a way to not have money even when it comes in. The same technique could be used regarding a promotion or getting a raise. Why am I so worthy of the promotion? Why was it so easy to get the raise? You will start brainstorming and searching for answers of what actions you need to take to get the promotion and get the raise. See how you're filling in the gap? What actions do you need to take to get the results you want? Do you need to take a course or volunteer and get experience in a certain area? How are you holding yourself back? Are you taking the actions you need to? You must change the question to empower yourself. Why do I have enough money? When you ask this question, your mind will start searching for an answer. And as you have the answers, you'll start contemplating on taking actions to make it your reality. It all comes down to whether or not your why for what you want is strong enough. It doesn't matter if you choose affirmations or affirmations to help you start influencing your mind. What matters is that you start using these positive statements and questions to empower you so that you can share your ideas with others. You need to believe it first before you can enroll others in your vision. Believe in yourself and trust in your knowledge, skills, and abilities. It all starts with what you say you are. I am. Get out there and take the actions you need to take. So when you think about influence, thinking about your thoughts, what do you believe? What do you say you are? Really dig deep and understand your why. And what is it that you want to achieve? You need to believe it from your core in order to take the action steps that are going to align with this. I would love to hear about how affirmations have impacted your life. Email me at Deborah@deborahkozowski.com. I want to thank you for listening to the Millionaire Woman Show, because I would not be here without you guys. And we were here to talk about leadership, business, and human potential to help you live rich from the inside out. Go ahead, subscribe to the Millionaire Woman Show on iTunes. Give us a high 5-star rating and sign up for our newsletter called The Success Secrets at www.deborahkozowski.com. Grab your free MP3 to get you started. I'm so glad you joined us today. You are amazing. So go out and be the change that you want to be in the world, as Gandhi said. Take care, everyone. Till the next episode.